All right, everybody, good evening. We've just, for the last couple of days, except last night, the wedding, been talking a little bit about Midrashim from the weekly Sedra. And the theme that I chose this week was the limits of the authority and the potency of the halachic authority of the shofet. Shoftim v'shotrim is how the parsha starts. So just to review what we said the two previous nights, said, number one, if there isn't a competent lay leadership, rabbinic leadership is really very limited. And that's the first midrash that we studied. Im ein lecha shoter, ein lecha shofet. If there isn't going to be buy-in from the lay leadership, the rabbi can say whatever he wants, but ultimately it won't have an impact on the community at large. And that was one form of limitation that we spoke about in terms of the halachic authority. The second form of limitation that we spoke about had to do with moral rectitude. And the midrash Tanchuma that we studied together tells the story of a particular Dayan who recognized that a case that had come in front of him was something that he himself was guilty of. It had to do with a tree that was planted in his property, and the branches were causing some kind of sightline damage into his neighbor's property. And that case came in front of him, and he realized that if he issued a ruling on the case, that the individual who he was going to charge with having to at least trim the branches of the tree would simply say to him, "And look who's calling the kettle black." And so moral rectitude itself becomes a very, very important principle, and it delimits the power of the shofet. If it's not there, the shofet will not be able to be effective. So I wanted to complete the triad tonight with yet another example of certain kinds of limits that judges have to be aware of, and if they're not aware of, then it could be very damaging. And that is a sense of bias that can creep in. Everybody thinks that he cannot be bought, or she cannot be influenced or impacted, and can meet with whomever he or she wants, and that this does not exert a subtle influence on one's judgment. And the Midrash says just the opposite. Lo sikach shochad, based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, do not take any kind of bribery. Kevan shenosein hadayan es libo al ashochad, once the judge has even internally made up his mind that he's going to accept some kind of flattery or bribe, na'ase iver badin, then he automatically becomes blind in judgment, and he simply will not be capable of judging fairly. He hasn't taken anything yet, but the very fact that internally, mentally, he's committed to take something, that shifts a person's judgment. In other words, a person says to himself, I'm going to be able to take something from somebody, but I will maintain neutrality, I will be dispassionate, I will be able to rigorously analyze the facts as they come in front of me. And what the Midrash is saying is that psychology doesn't work that way. Once a person has committed himself to receiving gifts or flattery from somebody, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to be objective in that matter. And the Midrash goes on to say something in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. The important thing to know is that he's a Kohen. Now, in this week's Parsha, we learn that the first shearing from a sheep goes to the Kohen. That's called Reishis Hagez. Now, the Kohen deserves that. That's something which is considered one of the Matanos Kahuna, one of the 24 priestly gifts. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Bo ure'e kamakasha hashochad. See how severe, how grave a matter shochad is. Pam achas ba'adam echad lefanai. There was an individual who came in front of me, vehavili reishis hagez, and he gave me the gift that I was deserving as a kohen. He gave me the first shearing of the sheep. Vehayulo din lifnei hadayan, and this individual also had an outstanding court case. I was not the dayan, I was not the judge presiding, but I found myself, Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi says, sitting on the sidelines, and I might as well have been a cheerleader. Vani hayisi omed letzarechad, I was sitting in the galley. Ve'amarti lo, im yitein alav hadayan kach v'kach yizke badin. And I was saying to myself and saying to him, oh, you know, if you make this and this claim, I think you'll be able to win. Vahayisi mitzapel lezakoso, and I was eagerly anticipating an opportunity to find a favorable argument in front of this individual. AFLP, despite the fact, shalonasamli elamishali, that the gift that I received really was mine, it was coming to me. The Torah prescribes that the Kohen should receive the first of the shearings. Velo shochad haya, and it wasn't bribery in the sense that it wasn't in the context of a court case. I am not a judge that's adjudicating any court case that he's involved in. And nonetheless, I was completely emotionally involved in his case, and I wanted that which was good for him. And so we can say that it's an a fortiori reasoning. So if I only took that which was coming to me, and it wasn't bribery, because I wasn't presiding over a court case, and yet I was willing to do anything to be able to influence the case that this person was going through, and I was hoping to be able to help him in this court case, so how much more so in a situation where somebody has received a gift that he does not deserve, and when he is in a position of presiding over the court case of another person. So just to crystallize and distill and then conclude, so what the Midrash is really saying is that everybody has good intentions, or most people have good intentions, and somebody says, okay, so I'll take a little bit of a gift on the side, I'll take a little bit of a kickback, but I would never compromise my integrity. Never compromise my integrity in a court case. Everybody thinks that to himself, but the unconscious biases that develop when we have a relationship with somebody, simply receiving a gift, even if it's something that was coming to us anyway, exert a profound impact over what we perceive to be objective reality. Because that which we perceive to be simply the facts is much more complicated than just objective reality. Our perception itself is driven by our relationships with the person and that which we so often want to see. And so this represents a third and final limitation on the authority of a shofet or a judge, that he has to be aware of his own internal limitations to maintain objectivity. And then once we have a relationship with somebody, we have to be aware that even if it is our most sincere desire to be fair, honest, and objective, it's very difficult for us to do so once we have some kind of a monetary relationship with an individual, even in a case where we only took that which was coming to us anyway.